The Nutcracker is set in the 1800s. It is the Stahlbaum family. It's a party at Christmas Eve, and Clara is the star of the show, really. And so it's her family's Christmas Eve celebration. She has all her friends there, and her mysterious Uncle Drossmeyer is what we call it in our production, but he's the godfather of Clara, and he gets her a gift of a Nutcracker doll. So she's thrilled to get that. And her brother, who torments her quite a bit, Fritz, ends up breaking her Nutcracker, and Drossmeyer magically fixes it. The party ends, and she wakes up in the middle of the night and wants to go search for her Nutcracker. So she finds it and falls asleep on the couch. Clock strikes midnight, and she wakes up to find all these mice hovering around her, and they chase her and attack her and scare her. And so then Drossmeyer comes in and helps save her and grows her whole living room and into a magical scene. The tree grows huge, and her Nutcracker doll grows into a life-size soldier, the Nutcracker Prince. And so then there's a battle between the Nutcracker Prince and the Mouse King. We think the Mouse King's gonna win because he seems to have the upper hand, and then Clara saves the day by throwing her slipper at the Mouse King and winning the battle. So the soldiers win. Nutcracker gets transformed fully into the prince. They go through the enchanted forest of snow with the Snow Queen and the snowflakes. And then they enter into the land of sweets, greeted by the angels, Sugar Plum Fairy and her cavalier. And then the land of sweets performs for her a Nutcracker Prince. You have Spanish chocolate, Arabian coffee, Chinese tea, Russian trepek, marzipan, bakers and gingerbread cookies, Dewdrop Fairy and Waltz of the Flowers, and then you see the grand pas de deux of Sugar Plum Fairy and her cavalier into a final grand coda of the entire cast. And then we end the production seeing Clara back in her living room. Everything's down to size, asleep on the couch. So we wonder, did she actually live this, or was this just a dream the whole time?
Well, who are your principal dancers this year? Where are they?
Yes, our Sugar Plum Fairy is Maria Hall. She is actually an alum of Springfield Ballet. So she danced here for many years. She was here when I first started here. So she and her partner, Cameron Miller, both come from UMKC, the Conservatory of Dance there. So they're both seniors in the program this year. So we are thrilled to have them on our stage.
Generally speaking, you do bring in people from outside to do those two major roles.
Yes. Yes, we do. We feel it's a great opportunity for our dancers to be able to share the stage with professionals and have that wide range of, you know, five-year-olds on the stage with a professional dancer. And the professionals are such good role models to be able to tell their story and talk to them about, you know, what they need to do to help launch them into a career of ballet should they choose to do that.
How many locals are involved?
We have a cast of 102. So 102 plus our two guest artists.
Starting at age 5 and going up to what?
So we have some adults in our party scene. So Drossmeyer, father, so all the way through adult. As far as the...
We usually have a guest artist doing, or a guest... Guest star, local guest star doing Drossmeyer.
Yeah, so Chalmer Harper is our Drossmeyer for the second year in a row. So he's a manager of a radio station, The Wind. And we're excited to have him back on stage with us.
Anything new, any surprises in this year's production?
We do have a new set piece that we're excited about. The clock got a nice facelift, so we're going to have a new clock. And then we hired a associate artistic director, Brian Norris, is joining us this year. And so we've adapted some of the choreography, made some changes. So some of the scenes are going to be more fresh for the audiences. Eyes.
How far back does this production go as far as the choreography and the current production people are seeing now?
Yeah, so the set is only a year old, so we revealed the new set last year. As far as the choreography, we make little adaptations every year, but the core of it started 10 years ago.
Now, how many performances are you doing this season? And we can talk about how ticket sales have already gone and appear to be going in a certain direction.
Yeah, we're close to selling out, so get those tickets quickly. We have 6 productions of the performance. It is December 15th through the 18th at Landers Theater. 1 Friday night, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday, and 1 Monday. So you can call Landers Theater box office or go online on their website to purchase the tickets.